All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
What's up, homie? How are you
hey,
today?
Hey, what's good?
I don't know. I'm fucking beat. I'm exhausted. I'm physically drained. I'm mentally drained. I have a few who will understand those lines right there. But yeah, man, been a long couple of weeks. Last week we were off because I got myself a migraine. That wasn't fun.
They're fun.
Oh God, man, it fucking super sucks. Fun. Yeah, the worst part about it is like I went all day with it while I was at work, and I was driving all day that day, so it was a long day as it was. And then having that on top of it sucked. So when I got home, I was like, man, I hope I can shake this. But it was like 20 minutes and I'm like, nah, I can't do it. There's no way. Because I couldn't focus. If I can't focus, it's not worth it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it was just terrible. So how was your week, man?
long.
Yeah.
Work's been crazy. And then kiddo had a play today. Or Thursday, and then all weekend.
Yeah, so tell everybody what play she's in, man. What
Little Mermaid Junior. And for a middle school show, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
They did a really good job. They got some kids that can sing. Ooh.
Now, did she have any singing roles?
Yeah. Yep. Small ones, but yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny, for as shy as she is, that don't bother her.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, I wish I could go see. I want to go see, but I have my own family stuff going on this weekend. But that's throwing me for a loop too, because knowing her and knowing what she's like, to be able to see her up on stage in front of a bunch of people that she doesn't know and singing in front of them, that's got to be really cool.
Yeah, dude. And then the personality she brings to the character is hilarious.
Yeah, is it?
One of them. Oh my God, she plays
her sass.
Yeah, she plays the bitch sister.
The bitch sister.
Yeah, that's what I call it. The bitch sister.
That's perfect.
And she sits up there on the stage with her arms crossed and this nasty look on her face, and I'm like, sitting there, and I was sitting next to my ex-wife, and I looked at her. I'm like, how many people in the freaking audience right now think she just doesn't want to fucking be here?
Trying to play her part well. That's like the perfect part for her, man. She's got to be so good at that.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And like whenever it would be like a whole group of them, she was usually put like front, definitely always front, and generally like front center. So I'm like, all right, so this theater teacher likes her. There will be bigger roles coming.
That's so awesome, man. Like, I hope she sticks with it. That's really cool. Seems
she
like
loves
she likes it.
She loves it.
Seems like she likes it.
She wants to do the Ritz this summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's the same teacher.
Now, it's, so she's a little bit different than her mama then, yeah?
Uh-huh.
That's not something that I would picture Nell doing.
No, never. Nope.
It's amazing how our kids can grow up to be the complete opposite of us.
Janelle is super like artsy and
oh yeah,
so if Phoebe gets it from anybody, that's where it comes from.
Yeah. But so the one thing I was talking to you about a little bit before we started was the banks being closed yesterday really threw me for a fucking loop. The most inconvenient thing that could happen is to have a holiday fall on a Friday and have the banks closed on a Friday on a payday. So
get paper checks.
Yeah, dude. Oh. So yeah, I haven't had many companies that I've worked for that still do paper checks. Most everybody's up to date, right? Most people are up with the times, and they use the direct deposit for you. And that's nice. That's super nice, because you get your money the day before. And if there's a holiday on a Friday, you get it even earlier than that. So I got my paycheck on Thursday. My boss handed it to me Thursday, but the check was still dated for Friday. So my bank wasn't going to cash it for me. So Friday comes around, and this is my family stuff that's going on this weekend. My sister that I just found out about earlier this year is up for a visit for the week. So last night we were going to go out to dinner. So I needed money because I'm paycheck to paycheck guy here. Okay. So I needed money. I needed to get my check cashed. But with no banks open, that's a pain in the ass. So now I have to go to Walmart. Okay. So now I go to Walmart, I cash my check. This morning, I had to take my money and go back to the bank to deposit it to pay my bills. So I get to the bank and it's fucking slammed. The drive-through lines are slammed. Like, there's almost no room left in the parking lot. I'm like, well, screw this. I had Eli with me. I'm like, all right, bud, we're parking and we're going inside because this is stupid. So I go inside and I shit you not, the line was even longer inside. I was like, fuck. So there I stood waiting. And there was a guy at the front who I think he was cashing a cashier's check. I don't know. That's what it sounded like. I heard him say something about that. And it was a big amount. And it was a new teller that he had. So I don't know what was going on, but she called one of the managers up. He walked away and then she was just sitting there. And they sat there, like they stood there up at the front for 10, 15 minutes, and there's only one other teller open. So I'm just fucking waiting and waiting and waiting. I was at the bank for a good 40 minutes before I could make a deposit. That took me 1 minute. Like, this is stupid because I was at that middle ground, man, where like I already committed to going inside. So I couldn't go back outside and then try to get into that line again because then it'd take even longer. So now I'm there. I have to fucking wait because I need my money. The bank's only open until noon. I got there at 10:30, 11 o'clock because I went for a haircut before that. I got a trim. Why do they do that, man? Like, I understand it was a holiday, but why? Why
National
close?
National holidays, banks are closed.
Why close on a Friday, man? A Friday. That's payday. Son of a bitch. It sucked.
Well, why doesn't your fucking company or any company give you a check dated for the day before, knowing it's going to be a fucking problem?
That's the one thing I wish. The one thing I wish is that it was like, it was nice to get the check the day before, but I couldn't do with it anything with it until the day it was dated for.
They would have let you deposit it on Thursday.
But it wouldn't have been processed on Friday.
Right, but I don't think they would have processed, and it wouldn't have been if it would have come to it, but it wouldn't have been overdrawn.
Yeah, I don't know. Funds were there. I don't know how it works. It's weird.
But all right, so you bitch about that. So I had to go to Walmart the other day after work.
It seems like these stories will always start with Walmart.
So it says was 7:15, 7:20 in the morning. Go in. I got flowers for Phoebe.
Very nice.
For after her play, had to get soda and just a couple little things. Bro, there's no cashiers at all.
Oh, really?
And you know, everything's going to self-checkout, so they're everywhere. And the only ones that are open are on the opposite end of the store than I parked.
Oh, such a
if
long walk.
If they're self fucking checkouts, why the fuck aren't they open all the fucking time? You don't need anybody fucking there.
Yeah, well, they do, because self-checkout has one person up there checking, you know, just in case there's an issue, they have to come over and they have to override whatever. But one person.
Right. Well, okay, then fucking get people in there to keep those things open all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And then secondly, I keep thinking about that fucking Facebook post every time I fucking go up there, and I'm going out and I see the motherfucker standing there and ask for the receipt. I'm like, you know this is fucking retarded, right? I'm like, pay the fucking cashiers to fucking do the job and you don't have to fucking be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just keep walking.
I'm doing half the fucking job and then you don't trust me? Fuck off.
Crazy.
I fucking hate that.
So the
self-checkout pisses me off.
It does. It does. Well, it's no different than like before they had the self-checkout. They have 20 some registers and only two or three people working. You know,
right.
So there's only a few lines open anyway. It's like they've never done it properly. It's always been a shit show, a pain in the ass. And that goes for any store. like that. Like, that's just dumb. So Cameron in chat wants to know, what's the topic for today? Listen, we debated this beforehand for all of about 5 seconds. We don't know. We don't know what the topic for today is. We kind of wanted to do touch on a little bit on the alien stuff, the UFO stuff again, because it's been something that's, I guess, coming to light a little bit more. It's being talked about a little bit more lately. But we also just kind of like, we kind of want to go with the flow today. Talk about whatever our little hearts desire, whatever comes up in conversation. But we will probably get onto some UFOs, or what did we say they're called now? UAPs. Yeah, UAPs, because UFO has a stigma. Ooh, nobody believes in UFOs. Aliens aren't real. God, I do have some thoughts on it, though. Like, I have some thoughts. I have some ideas. I have some conspiracies. But that's okay.
Thank you. Am I a bad dad? Because I'm going to her show tomorrow again. And it's during the Giants game. Am I a bad dad if I sit in the back watching the Giants game on my phone with earbuds in?
No.
As long as I don't hoot and holler, right?
Right. Do a little bit of both. It's been done for all of forever, so you'll be okay. Since cell phones were a thing, it's been done. But it's okay. You were there and watched the entire show on Thursday, so the next time you go, you're going for support, and you can multitask. I mean, men are fully capable of multitasking, regardless of what women think, man. Fully capable. Fully capable.
I just don't know if I can contain myself during a game. That's the only problem. Yeah.
Cameron in chat says, you know, Tom DeLonge from Blink 182 is huge on all of that. I have heard that. I have heard that. Okay. And he wants to know, to Justin on that, what would you want your dad to do if it was you in the play?
I don't know. It was never in plays.
Well, this is always a what if situation.
Pretend I know.
It's baseball or football. Pretend it's baseball or pretend it's a sport.
Yeah, but those.
If it was a sport and your parent was there, would you hope that
they're generally watching because it was pretty good?
It's not what were they doing. It's what it's a what if.
I didn't care. I was worried about what
if
I was
you looked
doing.
Over. If you looked over and saw them staring at their phone, what would you feel? How would you feel, Justin? Let's get emotional here.
It wouldn't have bothered me.
No,
I didn't care who was there watching.
I will say this.
I never paid attention to that.
My wife, Alex, when we were dating in college, she would come to my baseball games to support me. And I would look over in the middle of the game. She'd be sitting there in her camping chair reading a book. And I always thought, why are you here then? What are you even doing? Like, what? And she's like, well, I came to support you. Yeah, but you're reading. You're not watching. You're not learning anything about the game. You don't know what's going on. You don't know how I'm doing. Oh, whoa. Revelation there.
Yeah, but she was there.
But she was there for moral support, just to be there.
That's how I would look at it. Like, I didn't give a shit who would watch.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. I'd still go out there and I focused on me.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing, though, too, is guys are generally different than girls when it comes to that sort of thing. So who knows? Well, and then again, Phoebe does know you. So, I mean, I don't think she'll really be disappointed.
The fact that I was there during a Giants game would be enough for her.
Yeah. So Brie in chat says, I'm gonna fight my ex. My youngest started wrestling and he never told me or let me know when his matches are. Ooh, is that a big no-no? This is a good question for you, Justin, being a co-parent yourself. Would something like that upset you if your co-parent signed your daughter up for something, never let you know? And she had something going on that was open to the public, whether it be a play or a sport or whatever else, and didn't tell you. Is that something that you would lose your mind over?
Yeah, but it wouldn't ever happen. So I
see you're bad at these hypothetical questions.
I am because I can't because I know it won't happen.
Instead of the hypothetical, you can't. That's not the question. That's not what's happening, man.
I can't
hypothetical,
like,
guys. We cannot ask Justin anything hypothetically because he takes it literally.
I do.
He gets it literally.
I do.
Okay, but so I'm not a co-parent. I actually, you know,
it would destroy me.
If I was, it would piss me off not knowing what my kid's doing, or something like that. Like if it was something like a sport that maybe you didn't want your kid to play. I don't know how you feel about the sport itself, but if I signed my kid up for football and never told my wife, and we never discussed if we wanted to let him do it or not, and I did it anyway, didn't tell her, I'd probably be dead.
Which you need to do, by the way. That boy needs to get some sense knocked into him.
Yeah.
And that's the way to do it.
You know, I take him down a few pegs.
And I think he'd love it. Once he got hit the first couple of times, I think he'd fucking love it.
I don't know. He's not that type of kid, man. He's just not.
He's not like I was as a kid. Switch flip with pads on. And you finally realize, oh fuck, I can hit.
I mean, I would enjoy it very much.
Shit and annoy people.
I would enjoy it very much if that's what happened. I really would.
I see it.
But at the risk of him hearing me through the door, he's a little bit on the lazy side of things. Like he's a little bit on the lazy end of the spectrum. And the practices and the workouts, I honestly don't think he'd make it through. I think he would quit before he even saw a game. He's just not into the physical side of things. He's not an athlete like I was as a kid. He's not the same. And I have to try to remind myself that and not push him towards stuff like that, you know? Because I don't want to ruin stuff like that for him. If there ever is a chance of him doing something like that, I don't want to ruin it. You know what I mean?
So good.
Yeah. Oh, and, you know, the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. Anyway, do you know what that is? You look kind of stunned. Anyway, Cameron says, for instance, I played shows a while back, live music. Parents never went, probably because it was metal, but deep down would have been cooler if they actually came and watched. Like, is your video frozen or are you still there, buddy?
I'm here.
Okay, just making sure.
I was reading the comment.
The Eagles! Yo, fucking Eagles, man. I'm going to say it again. I can't believe they're still on a roll. I'm so excited that my Giants are doing so well this year. And we should be near the top of the division, but then the Eagles are over here fucking undefeated like a bunch of buttheads, man.
Okay, so the Eagles, in my opinion, are the Steelers from a few years ago, who started 11-0.
Think they're going to fade down the stretch?
Yeah, absolutely, bro. Absolutely. What is the best quarterback they played as a backup? Cooper Rush.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I haven't paid too close attention to them.
Prime time on Monday Night Football never wins. So that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't played anybody. Let them play Dallas again with Dak. Let them play us. Our defense is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so, rumors happen if we get Odell.
That's what we've been missing, man. We've been missing a good receiver. Daniel Jones literally has nobody to throw to.
Galladay comes back this week. If we can sign Odell and put him in the slot.
You think Odell in the slot?
Yeah.
I think they'll just move him around.
Number one. Yeah, he's not.
He doesn't have to be a number one. It can be a number two. Number three is the slot position, isn't he?
He's going
to
be a possession receiver.
Yeah, with a chance.
He'll do a lot of the slants and break them.
So, friggin' Philly in chat. First off, my buddy Philly here. That's a nice name change, but I enjoy that name change. But he says, props to DeBall, making Daniel Jones look like a real QB. That is the truth. And it's because he's not trying to make him do something that he's not great at. Like, he's playing to his team's strengths from what I've seen so far.
He's rolling Jones out. Like, Jones can throw on the run and he's better outside the pocket.
I see Cameron wants to make friends today and start the controversial stuff already.
I have what video?
You don't know what this is? Okay, it's not just a video. It's an actual movie. It's a film. It's a documentary. Cameron in chat says, all right. I want to hear what you guys think about Matt Walsh and his What is a Woman video. So Matt Walsh is a part of the Daily Wire. And this year he put out a movie called What is a Woman? I have not watched it personally yet, because in order to watch it, you have to be a member of the Daily Wire, and unfortunately that is not in my budget at the moment. It is something I do want to watch. I want to be able to have an opinion on it, but rumor has it it's very polarizing film. I'm sure it's out there somewhere available outside of the Daily Wire, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to watch it that way. If I'm going to watch it, I'm going to support the Daily Wire. But yeah, so I've seen a couple of the interviews from it and I love it. I think it's great. I can't wait to see the film itself. Like, it's just, it is crazy to me that in this day and age, we actually have to ask that question, and that there are still people out there that say, well, you can't define it. Like, you can define it. You can define it.
Absolutely.
But now if we start talking about stuff like that, we're gonna do exactly what Justin wanted to stay away from this week.
Truth.
Because of the election just happening and all the crazy shit happening up to it, leading up to it. It's been literally nonstop. Politics. There's still signs up everywhere. People haven't taken their signs down yet. The world has gone mad. The state we live in has gone even madder. Like, we have fucking Uncle Fester in Senate now. So, I can't. I'll get fired up if I start talking about it. So I got to be careful. I'll save that for another episode. Maybe I'll do a special episode after the fact.
Yeah, I'm just so over all of that.
Well, I discussed a little bit. I messaged y'all about this and how I would love to get more into the political side of things. But if you guys don't want to do that, I might do a couple special bonus episodes or do something on the side for fun, because it's literally all I've been consuming for the past couple of months, because there's a lot of crazy shit going on in our world and I want to keep myself informed and up to date on everything. But yeah, back in another direction.
I've been avoiding it for a little while.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, deep
dive
with Corey Bishop. Yeah, right?
I can't go into a depression over thinking about the way the world is.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem is there's so many people out there that say they don't want to discuss politics. They don't want to talk politics. They're sick of hearing politics. And then they go out and vote anyway, not knowing who the candidates are, not knowing how the system works. And I would love to do something that helps inform people and, you know, lets them know what is happening without trying to be too negative about things, trying to be educational, positive, shit like that. We'll see how that works in the future. maybe it's something I can dive into. And if it's something that I want to attack on the side on my own, I can do that, since you're sick of the topic.
Yeah, for now I am.
We can keep nonsense and deep thoughts light and airy and about all kinds of happy shit. Well, and spooky shit and sports
and paranormal shit.
Do you believe in ghosts?
The truth is out there shit.
Yeah, so if we want to get into the alien shit, man, because There's been a lot of sightings since 2014, 2013, and the government is opening up about it. They're unclassifying things and actually admitting to different things. I don't know if you looked at either of those videos that I sent you from earlier today, but I watched both of those. One of them has Ryan Graves on it again. Like the episode of Joe Rogan I sent you with Ryan Graves. And the other one was from 60 Minutes, and it had Fravor on that. So it was the 60 Minutes episode with David Fravor and not his co-pilot, but someone that was on his team. She was on another
mainstream media is starting to show it too.
Other areas are starting to talk about UFOs. Fuck this UAP shit. I hate that I have to call it UAP now because of the negative stigma of UFO. Because when people hear UFO, they think crazy people, tinfoil hats, you know, anal probes and shit like that.
Well, because that's what people had them pegged as back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you listen to any of the stuff that I sent you, like the interview with Ryan Graves, and he tells this to Joe Rogan too. When these pilots are going out on their flights, their daily flights, they're seeing these things every single day, especially since they got their equipment upgraded. Since they got their radar equipment upgraded, they have seen this shit daily. Unidentified ships, man. Unidentified. I'm not even going to say ships or UFO. It's just unidentified shit in the air. And it always seems
and water.
Well, in the air over water. That's where it tends to happen the most, right? Is over water. So here's the other thing.
They can move in the water. We've hit on that. Atlantis is real. That's where the fucking aliens live. They're not extraterrestrial, they're interterrestrial.
Yeah. So here's another thought that I had. Well, yes. But here's another thought I had while I was watching some of those videos before, man. What if it's not a piece of equipment that they're seeing? What if it's biological? What if it's living? What if it's a living organism that they're seeing in the skies? And that's why it can go into the air, underwater. They don't see any exhaust fumes. They don't see any heat coming off of them. No propulsion.
Oh, you're going different.
Huh. Huh. I don't know why, man. I just had this thought because it's these weird shapes and it's not always built or structured like a flying object like we would think of, like with our technology.
Right, but some of the shapes they see are weird. Or a triangle. Well,
yeah, but not just those ones. Not just those ones. There's the if you watch the videos I watch.
Shapes.
Right, but there's the tic-tac. It's just an oval object. It's just an oval object with no markings, no nothing.
Right. How would that be? What the fuck would be shaped like that?
I don't know. That's a good goddamn question. But have you ever seen creatures from deep in the ocean? The way they look doesn't make much sense. They're fucking crazy as shit, dude.
But not
they're wild.
Straight like a tic-tac, like smooth. But nah.
You never know, man. You never know.
Nah, I wouldn't say organisms. It's definitely vehicles.
Yeah, it could be.
Made with technology we have no fucking idea about.
I want to know about the propulsion.
So did Tesla really die? Or did the extraterrestrials get him? And this is the technology.
Yeah. Well, and there's my other thought is that maybe it's not aliens from out of this world. Maybe it's a creature or civilization from in the ocean. Or not just in the ocean, in the Earth's core.
Middle Earth?
Well, it's okay. Jared, do me a favor since you're in the background there. If you can find this big cave system that opened up in China that was discovered recently and has its own ecosystem down there. If you can find that somewhere, let me know and pull that
up. There's one
on
the border of Pennsylvania and Ohio.
No. There's this one I was reading about last week sometime. It's this big cave system that opened up, and it was recently, within the last couple of years here, over in China somewhere. And it's got its own ecosystem. So, like, there's this, to me, there's a possibility. happening right here? Is it something?
You good?
All right. I don't know what's happening. Something's happening with my internet connection right now. But anyway,
your video's lagging.
So that's my other thought. I don't know what the hell's happening here, man. They're cleaning downstairs. They might have bumped the Wi-Fi router or something. I don't know. But yeah, it could be something from inside our Earth. Maybe that's why we see them go down into the ocean. Maybe they have some kind of tunnel systems that gets to these caves and shit. All right, here it is. Yes, scientists discover an ancient forest inside a giant sinkhole in China. An ancient forest. That's really cool. Yeah, I think I read this I think it's the same article. At 630 feet deep, the sinkhole would hide the Washington Monument and then some. 630 feet deep in this sinkhole. It was discovered by cave explorers outside Pingye Village in Lei County, South China's... Wow, I don't fucking know what that word is there. A team of explorers descended into the pit on May 6th, where they found ancient trees and other plant life, according to a Guangxi news release. So, that's kind of crazy, man. Isn't it crazy to think about something like that? They found ancient trees, which is like old, you know, ancient trees. I don't need to explain that anymore. I'm going to make myself sound stupid. But if there's ancient trees, that's ancient life. Maybe there's some other form of ancient life down there. It's like it creates its own sunlight. It has to be able to create its own sunlight down there, if that's the case. To be able to create photosynthesis and shit and those things. I don't know, man.
Or the sun. It's a sinkhole. Like... It'll still see sun.
Well, now that, yeah, well, if it's exposed, but that stuff, wouldn't that stuff right, have you, been there? Wouldn't that stuff have been there before?
It's not just in a cave. If you look at the picture, it's just a sinkhole. Like, It'll still see sun.
Yeah, I guess.
My question would be, how the fuck are they just finding this with all the satellite imagery and shit?
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, it, don't you think it would have already been there? Or if it suddenly opened up?
I don't think it suddenly opened up.
It just goes to show there's so much in this world that is yet to be discovered, and there's so many unknowns that it's not necessarily that there's aliens from another world coming here. I always think that there's a possibility there's shit within our Earth, you know, like the fucking Journey to the Center of the Earth story.
So like Middle Earth type shit.
And sometimes I think that these old stories, these old novels might actually be based on true events. Maybe somebody knows something that we don't.
I mean, we've already...
Like the Adventures of Baron Trump.
Okay. So,
you ever hear the...
Like the Bible.
Huh?
Like the Bible. People think that's true. That's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't a lot of these other older ones be based on true events too?
Jared, do you see... Is there any way for you to check out that link?
Ruffles feathers.
He already has it. Beautiful. All right. So... This is a map of UFO sightings in the U.S. I'm assuming the white areas are the hot spots, right? Is that what that is?
How are we in a hot spot and I've never seen them?
You've never... I swear to God, man, I know I've seen shit around here before. For sure. I've definitely seen shit around here before.
Nope, never. Trust me, I want to. I want to.
I've seen awkward shit in the sky a handful of times, for sure.
But
okay, so we have another. Jared might have popped it up before, but we were talking, so I couldn't address it. But another question in chat from Jordan: what would you rather have in life, zombies, vampires, or aliens? Like, if you had to choose one to go against.
Oh, you're changing.
It all depends.
I would rather, we're living with aliens right now, so I'm gonna say aliens because Asia Admin, that's what we're doing.
Well, again, Justin's not good with this hypothetical stuff. Like,
but if I had to pick between
the Mars attacks, though, think Mars attacks, though, when it comes to aliens, like they're here right now, they're just kind of casing the joint, and eventually they're gonna attack us.
Then we ain't got no fucking chance. I'd rather deal with zombies.
Yeah. So, so exactly, Cameron. Cameron says zombies, but like the dumb, slow ones. Like, there's my thing. Like, it depends on what kind of zombies we're talking here. Are we talking like Resident Evil video games where they're slow and basically not dangerous at all unless they're in a fucking huge pack or swarm or horde? If that's the case, yeah, sure, let's go with that. But if you're talking like World War Z zombies, no, thank you, man. No, thank you. Not those running ones.
Give me episode one zombies from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Can't climb.
Those bad
only
boys.
Way they can see under shit is if they fall.
And if they fall, they have a hell of a time getting back up. Can't climb stairs. Yeah. Aliens, I feel like if we were looking at a situation where aliens were here to fuck shit up, then nah, we wouldn't stand a chance. I come in peace. And then as it pertains to vampires, man, I mean, I look at it two ways when it comes to vampires. Like, first off, in everything you watch that's vampire related, vampires are stronger than humans and they're fucking ferocious, right? They're crazy dangerous. But like, if it's the kind of vampire that just, you know, wants to be your friend and turn you and you could live forever, man, maybe I'd be a vampire too.
Hell no, I don't want to live forever.
No, but like, if it's like the vampires from 30 Days a Night, that's some scary shit. You ever see that one?
No.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Cameron just mentioned that in chat too. I think it was, the movie was 30 Days a Night. Like, God, what was his name? What was that actor's name? I can't remember his name. But anyway, Josh Hartnett, maybe? I think it was him that was in that movie. But he's up in a small Alaska town where they literally have 30 days of no sunlight. And the vampires invade the town. Those are some scary-ass vampires. Those suck. But yeah, I would definitely have to say if they're all combative, if all three of those are combative, I would definitely have to go zombies. Because I think even my fat ass can outrun... Yeah, and I think my fat ass can even outrun some zombies. As long as they're the slow ones. Yeah, look at that one. That 30 Days a Night zombie right there, man. Those are some scary things right there. F that.
Look like a zombie with those teeth. Or a vampire with those teeth.
Well, yeah, in the traditional sense. Yeah, of course not.
Whew.
But so back to the idea that maybe the aliens that we're seeing are an advanced civilization from under the ocean or within the Earth's core or something. Do you think that that's a plausible thing? As far as like outlandish theories are.
They've seen these things going in and out of the water.
Yeah.
With ease.
And it's crazy to me that it's always over water. It's on the coasts, always. And when you look at that map, most of the hot spots on the map that he showed are on the coastlines. So it's always there. And what, yeah. You know, what if the lost city of Atlantis wasn't actually a city that fell off a continent or something, you know, sunk from a continent or an island? What if that was an underwater city?
Right. Like the last time we talked about this, I just watched Aquaman.
Did you?
Yeah. That movie makes it seem like that's very, very possible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think there's something out there too. And who knows? Who knows what the purpose of these things are? Because there's so many different shapes of them. Like, who knows if it's even all the same thing? Like, with all these different shapes, with all these different sightings, what if there's life from multiple planets, galaxies, universes coming here? And what's the purpose of them being here and not making themselves known? Why wouldn't they make themselves known? That's the biggest question I have, is why would they not want to be known? I have not heard, well, I have heard the word Anunnaki, Cameron, but I don't know what it means.
That's what I was just Googling, and it still kind of doesn't even make sense.
You know, we've said it before, and this is what I always go to when we talk about aliens, but like the pyramids of Egypt, all the structures in Egypt, and all their hieroglyphs, and all their paintings of their gods. What if their gods simply are aliens, extraterrestrials? I feel like it kind of has to be.
Isn't there something built in LA that was nobody can figure out how it was built?
Like in LA?
I think it's LA. Where the fuck I have no did idea I what you're see talking. That?
What is it?
Like, I wanna, don't want to say a man. It's, I don't know, like a garden.
Like a garden.
Like
a garden in LA. Okay, so Cameron said the Sumerians, the creators of the human race, yada, yada. So I don't know much about that, but I do remember the theory that there was an alien species that came and mixed their DNA with the advanced primates and created us. Is that the same theory? Is that what that is? I feel like that's part of that. I think like that's part of that theory there. But yeah, I mean, that would explain the hieroglyphs in Egypt, I think. And then how the different cultures, like the ancient Egyptians, the Mayans, the Incans. Did I say the last one right? The Incans. Anyway, those different civilizations, they were all super familiar. They all built the same style structures, like their pyramids and shit. They're all the same. They drew similar images of their gods. And I think even their calendars were the same. Now that I mentioned calendars, what's that theory that there are actually supposed to be 13 months in the year? So like our whole calendar system is wrong. So our whole scale of time is wrong. You might have sent that to me. I don't remember where I saw it. It might be something you had sent me.
I can't remember. I'm looking up. So
because
what
there's
I was 13
constellations.
The Coral Castle.
The Coral Castle.
The guy built it from 1923 to 1951. He built it by himself.
Okay, so what makes you say that it seems like
it's not built
by a man? I
think I saw something on Netflix
by a man.
Just because it was the way it wasn't carved out. Like he moved all this shit by himself.
Okay, and it seems like it's something that one man couldn't do.
Dude, the things. Total of 1,100 tons of coral rock he moved by himself.
Like, and what was the time span?
1923 to 1951.
So almost 30 years.
Yeah. I just can't see. It doesn't say where.
Yeah, it's like the fucking pyramids, man. Like, they say that it took over 100 years to build one of them. However, they
were in Florida.
They were building one for one of their pharaohs. So I don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't think it's possible.
Which it wasn't, because they never found a sarcophagus in it. Mm.
Yeah, so fucking weird, man. So yeah, we gotta get on top of this and try to. I was actually trying to look up the declassified or unclassified, however you say it, the documents on the UFOs, and try to find out exactly what they're unclassifying right now. But there's just a scattering of different videos and stuff. It doesn't really show you exactly what they're unclassifying.
I wonder how we'd have to.
All right, so our friend Adam is in chat. He says, yeah, but look at some of the pictures. They are people with spacesuits on and aircrafts carved in some pyramids. See, I've never seen those images. I've never seen those images in the pyramids. So I'm going to have to find some of these images now, because I've never seen like the spacesuit thing. Do you guys remember when a bunch of people were going to storm Area 51, made a huge event on Facebook? Yeah, I remember that. There was a Facebook group too that said Naruto run on Area 51. And they were going to, all these people were going to
show up. There was like 500,000 people that were going to go.
Like, is, you know, there's all this talk of Area 51 and all this shit. Is it an actual location? Is it actually out there in the desert?
Yes.
Because
there's a guy who owns the property that borders it.
Is there?
Yeah, and he takes videos all the time of him taking his fucking truck and just ripping towards the fucking gate and spinning it around and tearing away.
It's a dangerous game, man. It's a dangerous game to play.
No, he owns up to the gate.
Yeah, I know, but so speeding towards the gate of government property, that's a dangerous game to play. You get one trigger, happy guard. Oof. They did the same thing with people doing a Kamehameha somewhere, too. Yeah, dude, that's some funny shit. But yeah, I remember seeing that event pop up on Facebook a while back. That was a few years ago. I laughed. Yeah. I got a kick out of it.
That was a long time ago. Holy shit.
Yep. So we could circle all the way back around to the beginning of the episode because I never continued on with my story about my family stuff happening. But yes, I have my sister up here this weekend. Well, for the week. She'll be here until about Wednesday. And then she goes back home to North Carolina. But yeah, she got here Wednesday and I got to meet her for the first time. She came up. I got out of work and I ate some dinner real quick and then headed over to my dad's house, which is thankfully just down the road. I didn't have to drive far. It was beautiful. And I got to meet her for the first time in person. So that was really cool. We already had her kids up earlier this year and had them here for a week, stayed with us at our house and had a great time. So now she's here for a week. She's staying with my dad. He's got the extra space, so they're staying there. We went over and hung out for a little while on Wednesday night. And then last night we went to dinner. I wish we got some better food. But we were going to go to one place, which I was excited about, and then another place, which I was still excited about. And by the time I got home, they had decided to go somewhere closer and cheaper. I was like, son of a bitch. So I went from expecting steak to getting, what did I even eat? I had penne alla vodka. Now? It's not much different. It's not fine cuisine. The pizza's different, obviously, because you know they had someone different show them the recipe for the other place. Well, not the recipe, mm-hmm. but the way they do the dough and shit. So that's a little different. But
is it closer to the other place now? Like dough wise? Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yep, the crust is edible now. It's not hard like a brick. But I don't know. And then tonight we're gonna have a campfire, hopefully. I forgot to put my firewood away from last week's fire, and it rained all day yesterday. So my firewood got a little wet. So we're gonna have a smoky fire tonight. Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Just gonna have a smoke. That's all it's gonna be.
No, it's gonna burn. It's gonna burn.
It's gonna be orange and smoking.
I know. I'm so sad. I'm so upset with myself. But whatever. It is what it is. Then tomorrow we are going to do like an early Thanksgiving dinner over at my dad's house, with her, my family, her and her husband, my family, and then my other sister and her husband and son. So that'll be cool.
Nice.
And I don't know what we're gonna do. I don't know if we're doing anything Monday or not, but we'll have to see because I work. I can't afford to take off. I don't have any time off yet, so I feel bad about that. But unfortunately, it is what it is. So whatever we do Monday, we can do. I know Tuesday she's got to go see her aunt, and then she's on the road back to North Carolina on Wednesday. So it's really cool. Like it's not like I haven't talked to her before. We've been talking all year, getting to know one another. So it's been nice. It's been nice to meet her in person. We've been having a good time. She went out this morning to a craft fair with Alex and Lena while I went to get my hair cut and go deal with that bank situation. But yep. So I can't wait for later on. So after the podcast, I'm going to have some dinner and I'm going to start prepping the fire pit. You coming out?
Nice. Maybe.
Maybe. It's a long way away. I don't know if I want to drive that far.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of figured.
So. Oh my gosh. You're yawning earlier just fucking finally caught up to me. Yikes.
Yeah.
Killing me, man.
Why?
Still digging the job?
Yeah, I love the job, man. Yeah, I'm getting along real well there. Yeah, I don't have any complaints about it, man. Like, it keeps me busy. The days move rather quick. I know what I'm doing there. It's not bad at all. I get along with everyone.
Nice. Good.
Yep. Yep, yep. Good stuff, man.
Can you believe it's almost Christmas?
I think we did this last year, too. But we did it at a later date. Like, we were already into December before we had this conversation last year. We're only early November still. Almost mid-November. But last year, we were early December, and we're like, holy shit. Huh?
It's mid-November. It's the 12th.
Yeah. Yeah, but luckily for me, the wife's on top of things, you know, as far as shopping goes. So we're trying to get a head start, because if we have to do the bulk all at once, we are fucked.
I know.
We are fucked.
I need to start. But jeez, we're what, 12 days away from Thanksgiving?
Yeah, dude. It's just about there. That's a good friend right there. That's a good friend right there. Did you see that? Adam says he's got dry firewood if I want it. Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. But yeah, man, fucking Thanksgiving's coming up. We've got a different routine this year, for sure. Got a different routine.
I won't be around this year.
We're changing up a lot of things. Where are you going? Where are you
Virginia.
Doing? Are you? So you said that your mother's going to be moving back up here. Is that actually happening?
Yeah, and next summer.
Next summer? Why so far away?
I think something with his job. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. And she wants to be closer to, all you kids live over that way now.
Yep. Yeah, so she'll be out here.
Yeah. Yep, so. Jared. Justin is definitely going to be in your neck of the woods. 100%. Kind of, sort of. You're going to what? Virginia Beach, she's at.
Franklin.
Right?
Franklin, yeah.
Yeah. Not too shabby, man. What about Christmas? What are you doing for Christmas?
Waiting to see what work does, but I'm just staying home. I ain't doing nothing. I'm going to go over to Janelle's, watch the kids open their gifts, see if Phoebe wants to come with me or stay, and
yeah,
shoot out to your house probably for a little bit, and then shoot home.
Yeah, I got the luck of the draw for Christmas Eve, because we're open that Saturday. Apparently, I'm surprised, but it's a half day, so we'll see if they keep us the whole day or if they even tell us to come in or not. But as of right now, I'm working Christmas Eve for the first time in years, so that should be fun. I wonder if I get extra for holiday pay. It's already overtime. Overtime.
Christmas falls on a weekend. I don't work, so I get an extra day pay for two. It's actually 3 weeks in a row with New Year's Day too.
Yeah.
So. I like that.
Yeah. So what?
I was kind of hoping I'd hit the fucking Powerball.
Good Lord. What was it? Over two? Was it 2 billion this time?
2.04.
Fucking A. I couldn't imagine, man. What would you do? What would you do with that money? I can't. You'd be set. Your grandkids would be set. Probably their grandkids would be set if you spend your money right. So, not
you'd
spend.
Be set,
you invest right.
My family would be set. Like, we'd be good.
We've had our conversations about this before. But, guys, if you want to hear any of our early episodes, remember, they are archived and they are on Patreon. I'm going to be checking that more often. We're going to be updating that more often. I don't know if anybody's been interested in hitting that up, but if you do want to check out some of that old content, all you got to do is sign up for our Patreon. Look for us at Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast over there. If you want to support the show as well, check out the ticker on the bottom of the page here. Grab some gear over at streamlabs.com/NDT podcast/merch. We do have a couple of cool items. So if you like to listen to the show, your friends, family enjoy the show, head on over, grab them something for the holidays here. It's a good time to buy some shit. Good time to support the show. So anything you guys do, we appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for all that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That stuff. Yep. And don't forget, we are partnered with the Blue Collar Media Group. We are on the Blue Collar Media Radio Network. Check out some of the other shows. You can find them over on Twitter and YouTube. Just find the Blue Collar Media Group. Follow those pages, those accounts. They share all their shows regularly. A lot of cool sports shows on there. It's mostly a sports network. So if you are a sports fan, hit up some of their shows. There's some really good ones. You will not be sorry. FNA Cotton.
I'm thinking we about placing some bets tomorrow.
Placing bets on what games? You're gonna try to pull a parlay, try to pull some money out your ass?
Yeah, just do a little bit. Like the one bet I was looking at, the one prop was that every team in the 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 4:30 time slots has a passing touchdown.
That every team?
Yeah.
I would not take that.
So I'm going to put $5 on it because the odds are if you put $100 down, you win $22,000. So if I put $5 down, that's $1,100.
So,
and I can afford to lose $5.
Speaking of bets, did you see the old gentleman who put like a $1.2 or $1.5 million bet,
Mattress Mac or whatever the fuck his name was,
and ended up winning over $10 million on the Astros winning the World Series?
75.
Oh, whatever it was. Yeah, whatever the fuck it was.
75 million.
It kind of annoys me because that's just the rich getting richer. If you have over $1 million to place on bets, fuck off. I'm sorry. Fuck off. Rich getting richer. I can't even be excited for him. I don't even care.
I'm thinking about
it. I might sound salty. I might sound salty, and that's because I am. Fuck off. I don't have anything good to say about that. I hate that. I hate it so much. Oh, let's celebrate this rich asshole getting even richer. Woo! No, fuck off. I highly doubt that. You could be right, but I highly doubt that. I'll stay salty. I choose to stay salty on that one.
Figure what the hell, give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean with the parlays like that, if you're only spending a couple bucks, you really can't go wrong with parlays.
Nah, you can hit it big or not.
Yeah,
or that's lose $10.
That's another thing, man. There's a show on the Blue Collar Media Network. It's called Competitive Hedge Podcast. It's all about sports betting. So if you're into sports betting, guys, check out the Competitive Hedge Podcast over on YouTube, Twitter, you know, wherever you find this stuff. They are on Spotify as well. Check them out. See what they're doing. See what they're telling you to do. And see if they're right.
Yeah,
see people
good.
Betting their mortgages of their houses. That's fucking crazy. That's crazy, man. If people are like putting that kind of stuff on the line at that point, I feel like it might be a problem and you might need to seek some help.
1-800 gambling.
Yes, that's dangerous. don't bet your house. Literally, please don't. Especially if you have a family, don't do that. It's not worth it. There is no such thing as a sure thing. Trust me. Ain't gonna happen. But we did it, dude. We did it. You were right. We rambled and ranted and
see,
and
there is such
shit.
Thing as a sure thing.
Oh, there
the
is.
Sure thing is we will hit an hour every time.
Yeah. Well, I guess so.
Even when you fucking doubt me.
When I doubt you.
Well, when you doubt us.
Don't worry. Sometimes I hear the crickets and I get nervous. I just get a little nervous, homie. Time for the close up, baby. Time for the close up to finish up the show. All right, so everybody who is listening to the audio version, do not forget that we go live every single week, as of right now anyway, over on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. And for those of you who watch the live version, if you miss it, don't worry. It's still available afterwards on Facebook and YouTube. And you can also listen to the audio version on Spotify, Google, and Apple. So don't worry. You can listen to it however you want to listen to it. We are there each and every week. there's the papa. The father unit right there. But yeah, I'm glad we got to the end. I'm glad we got the full hour in. As for me right now, I am going to head out. I'm going to prepare my fire pit and figure out something to eat for dinner in preparations for my sister and her husband coming over. What are you going to do? You going to come over for that fire?
I got to go to Walmart. We talked about this already.
Yeah, I know. I'm asking you again. I got to keep on top of you here, man. I got to keep on top of you.
I haven't decided yet.
What's wrong with
Walmart?
You,
figure out food.
Hmm.
Such a long drive.
Poor excuse. Yeah, works for me. Works for me. And I'm getting fed. I love it.
Jesus Christ.
See, there's food. There's food, homie. Whoops. You too, Cameron. Thank you so much for checking out the show and hanging out with us today. I appreciate that. I need buns. Oh, my wife got some buns.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But all right, guys, do not forget every single week. Next week is Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, I'm so happy I can say Eastern Standard Time again instead of Eastern Daylight Time.
You know, I noticed you doing that, and I'm like, it doesn't even fucking matter.
Nope. Nope. Someone said something to me one time. Oh, it's EDT right now. And I'm like, well, I've never, ever, ever said EDT. It's always been EST to me. And then I started doing it. I started paying attention. And now I can't stop. Wrong buns. Yeah, I know. Those ones are just from me. But anyway, yeah, we will be on this upcoming Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. And again, we will be available on all the audio platforms you listen to after the fact. So you can listen in your car while you're cleaning, wherever you want to listen. Don't forget to hit up the merch store and grab some stuff for the holidays. It's a great idea. It's a grand idea. You guys are going to love it. Make sure you follow us on all the social media accounts, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. You know how we roll. Just hit us up. And guys, we will you know, see you next week.
Later.
All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.